Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here on KNZA. Coming up on the final couple days of the regular season in high school basketball. Certainly hard to believe, but pleased to be joined now by Justin Schwinn, Jeff West girls basketball coach. It is presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, you guys are playing some really good ball right now. A lot to dive into you or with you here over the next few minutes. You know, you beat Holton on Friday, 61-31. Brindley Coons had a monster night there on Friday. And then a big win against Royal Valley on Tuesday, 68-51. So, again, two more wins in a row, four in a row since that Waubonsie loss, and you guys have won six of your last seven. Want to be playing your best ball down the stretch, and it seems like you guys are pushing towards that as we inch closer to the end of the regular season.
In our last couple games, the last few weeks, a couple weeks, we really starting to put things together. Our shots are going in. We've got several shooters that can get hot, and Brindley the last couple games has had good games. I feel like if one night one girl's not on, there's usually somebody else that's stepping up, and as long as we can keep that going, if we could get them all going at the same time, that would be really nice. But with Holton, it was a game we kind of jumped on them pretty quick and kept them at bay. And then Royal Valley last night was a game that we played early in the year. Royal Valley, and they beat us. We felt like we weren't ourselves that week. That was a week we were battling illness, and we really wanted another chance at them and took advantage of our opportunities last night.
Yeah, certainly did. 68-51 was that final score. So you got two more games left in the regular season. You guys are going to have senior night coming up on Friday against NEK. You know, obviously there's been, you know, some good players to come through that program, but in terms of your senior class being honored on Friday night, give you a chance to kind of talk about them and what they've meant to the program.
Well, there's no doubt these seniors are important or special to me. One of them being my daughter, that I've got to coach since she was in about fourth grade, and wasn't my plan to coach her in high school, but that's the way it worked out. It's been a pleasure to work with her, and see her grow and just have her be that stable leadership. And then Colby Noel is another girl that has just really stuck it out and made it through their career and done a lot of very, very good things, have been great leaders for the team.
Coach, let's talk about NEK on Friday. You'll get a kind of a tune-up game before the playoffs next week against Hiawatha, which obviously Hiawatha, one of the best teams in this league, and they have been all season, top 10 in 3A. But NEK on Friday at home. Prep time probably fairly limited, you know, after coming off that Royal Valley game on Tuesday. What can you tell us about your opponent on Friday and just kind of the expectations for that one?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find too much on NEK. I've got a couple people that I'm looking at with that. We just have to, I feel like Friday we just need to come out. It is senior night, and so we need to come out relaxed and get after it. As long as we do that, I feel like we'll be okay. But you just never know. You got to step on the floor and compete each night, and we'll see what NEK has.
Well, Jeff West, right now in a fairly good spot, one of five teams right now towards the top of the sub-state with 14 wins. That NEK matchup Friday will go towards sub-state, so certainly some things can move around. But right now, Jeff West in a pretty good spot towards that upper half of that Sabetha Regional, which is very heavy with Big East League teams towards the top, as the Big East is shining out once again here in 25-26. That's Justin Schwinn joining us again, Jeff West girls basketball coach. NEK at home on Friday, wrapping up things on Tuesday next week against Hiawatha. Coach, we can't thank you enough. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the postseason.
Thank you. Appreciate it.